Overnight, the Alamo Fire spread more than 28,000 acres in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. About 15% of that fire is contained. The Alamo is the largest active fire in California, but all of them have forced thousands to evacuate. John Sepulvedo is with Here and Now contributor KQED in San Francisco. And John, as you know, there's also the wildfire north of Sacramento. That's forced about 4,000 people to evacuate. So how many across the state are preparing to leave? What's going on?
Well, with the wildfire, it's 4,000 people who are forced to evacuate. Another 7,000 people are on standby. We're seeing about 200 homes in the Whittier fire. That's the one in Santa Barbara County. And we're seeing about 60 to 100 people have been asked to evacuate in the Alamo fire, because this is in a more rural part of the state. But included in those evacuations was a group of campers.
Right. This was very dramatic. 35 miles south, we understand, of the Alamo fire in Santa Barbara County. This fire trapped campers at Circle V Ranch Camp. What happened?
Well, these are kids and, you know, the parents, many of whom live in Southern California, either in Ventura or Los Angeles County, drop their kids off, you know, for a well-deserved break for the parents and a fun week at camp for their kids. And, you know, a lot of parents don't really think about fires other than in the context of roasting marshmallows when they drop their kids off. But that's not what happened here. We saw these fires rapidly move throughout the area. It blocked off the road access. Now, luckily, this group of 60 campers had, you know, local police with them, local sheriff's officers. And so they were able to essentially maintain safety until the road could be cleared. That was several hours later, and the campers were taken out by bus.
Yeah, but we heard from some of those officials, you know, thank goodness they were there, very heroic, but they were worried that they weren't going to get them out. So quite something there. Look, it's been baking in California for weeks now. There was that fire that took out electricity for a while in Los Angeles. Is this heat what part of what's causing these fires?
Well, it's undoubted undoubted science that when there's you know, hotter conditions, there's going to be more intense fires. That's something that we're all very wary of, especially with coming climate change. We don't know if these particular fires were caused by heat, and there's actually been quite a few rumors about how they got started. You know, locals have reported various different ways that these particular individual fires, 14 of them, have sprung up. So we can't say whether the heat is the cause of it, but what we can say is that when it's hotter conditions, that's going to burn more rapidly, burn more fiercely. It makes it more difficult for the firefighters to combat these blazes. And we know that it has been rather hot, as you just noticed, although we are seeing a bit of a cooling trend in the Central Coast where these two largest fires are.
Yeah, and California isn't officially in a drought now, but after years of drought, that, of course, doesn't help with the fire risk.
And of course, we should remember that because it's not in a drought, we had a deluge of rain. So that means there's a lot of vegetation that has grown on top of dry land. When land is dry, the water comes off. It kind of runs, you know, down down creek. So we have this problem of a lot of fuel on dry land in some areas.
Oh, terrible. John Sepulvedo of Here Now, contributor KQED there in San Francisco. John, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.